Dr. Wright.
Are you recording?
So we're going to go back up to number four now. We have the two-pack. So 22-139 in regards to Jessica Bertrand, DVM. Tracy can read. I guess you can read. Case summary is the same for both of them.
Yes. So case 22-139 is Jessica Bertrand, DVM. And case 22-140 is Brandy Stanley, CVT. And the complainant is Daniel Torres. On February 23rd, 2022, Bonnie, an 11-month-old female Malinois, was presented to respond for a spay procedure. The dog was spayed and discharged later that day. On February 26th, the dog was presented to respondent's associate due to spay incision dehiscence and discharge. The wound was evaluated. There was no evidence of abdominal wall dehiscence at that time, and the dog was discharged. Later that evening, the dog's incision dehisced further, and the dog was taken to an emergency facility where a surgical intervention was required. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. And the motion was approved with a vote of 5-0. And that was on both case 22-139 and 22-140.
Okay, thank you. We have no complainant and no respondent on either case. Dr. Thompson is the lead. We probably still need to vote on them, though. Do separate motions for both. Okay.
So
take it away.
Yeah, in review, this was a case of, they always told us, watch those spays, right? Those are the ones we're going to get to. A larger active breed dog got a spay, and it... There were issues that occurred with it, and it's hard to say. It sounds as though in speaking with the actual complainant, the dog was licking the incision, and so that does lend to more problematic issues with an incision and opening it up. In looking back, it doesn't appear that the doctor who performed the surgery had any failings in her surgical technique and the way that she approached it. There were some questions on the suture size, but I would use odd on a big dog like that. I think that's a personal preference. And we weren't dealing with a bleeding out issue. We had an issue with an opening of the abdominal incision, which could very well be linked back to the fact that the dog was licking the incision for a couple of days prior to the owner dealing with it, which could cause absorption of the sutures. So I would tend to agree with the investigative committee and find dismiss with no violation for case 22-139.
Okay. Motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second.
I would just say the only thing that I saw in that is the description of copious amounts of fluid. When you have a lot of fluid coming from an incision, a lot of fluid was described. And only that has to come from the abdomen, unless you have a huge seroma. And there was none. So if the owner explained about all this fluid coming out, I think that would have triggered me to be worried about that, the abdominal wall closure.
Right, and I don't disagree, but it wasn't the actual surgeon who did the surgery, was not the one who saw it subsequently when there was an issue. So
Right. That's
not the person who we're talking about.
Right.
So
right.
I hear you on that one though.
So,
yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
So, and then in case...
Okay, so hold up. So we did a motion and a second, but then I don't think we actually voted.
Right.
Because then Dr. Nosley was commenting. So all those in favor of dismissing case 22-139, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. So now 22-140.
In case 22-140, this technician did not have any interactions with the issues at hand, and so would agree with the investigative committee to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes to dismiss case 22-140 as well. Down to number 10, 2302, in regards to Jeanette Molina, DVM. Tracy, read the summary, please.
Case 2302, Jeanette Molina, DVM, was Whitney Roderick, the respondent to Jeanette Molina, DVM. On July 5th, 2022, Bear and Mabel, 4.5-month-old Aussie doodles, were presented to respondent for an exam and vaccines. Complainant requested a vaccine package, did not want the combination vaccine with both those viruses in it. Since the premises did not have packages containing only a DA2PP, respondent and staff attempted to educate complainant regarding both those viruses vaccine and its benefit. Complainant declined. Staff advised they could provide the same services, exam and DAPP, however, it would not be packed and be a package deal. Staff went into the treatment area and went to retrieve the vaccines and realized they were out of the DA2PP. Complainant was advised they were out of the vaccine and again offered the package deal with leptospirosis or going to another location. Complainant became upset and stormed out of the premises. Complainant stated that she felt disrespected and was being bullied. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, thank you. We do not have the complainant, nor the respondent, and Dr. James, you are the lead.
So, I mean, I can see the house owner was probably getting a little bit annoyed by the number of times that it sounds like they had recommended the lepto, but at the same time, I don't think there was any bullying going on. I think it was more done about education and what the practice actually feels was warranted in this case. And as we say before, sometimes it takes a little bit to get through, so they might have just been continuing to try and convince this owner and it just got out of hand, but ultimately I don't see where anything was done. So I would make a motion in the case of 2302 to support the findings of the investigative committee and find no violations.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to dismiss case 2302. There's no further discussion.
The only further discussion I would have was on the lepto. And the still to this day misunderstanding, at least there are some vets out there now who recognize that it is a disease all across Arizona, zoonotic, and it doesn't make any difference that we're in an arid environment or not an arid environment. The incidences of lepto, it has nothing to do with one or the other.
Or
it's transmitted
hiking,
by animals. Yeah, it's transmitted by animals. So it doesn't matter if you have a live stream or a creek or pond or whatever. And the worst thing is the species that's carrying it is probably not affected by that strain of lepto, but whatever it passes it on to will be affected by it, and vice versa. I mean, there are host species that host a strain that doesn't hurt them, but it does hurt everything else that they infect. So I was a little disappointed to see some of the comments in there, but back and forth from the differing viewpoints of veterinarians. So there's still the argument going on, but anyway. And I'm not going to get into whether it should be core or not.
Okay. All right, so a motion and a second to dismiss. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Our last one here, number 13, 2330, in regards to Verlin Jones, DVM. Tracy, you'll read the summary.
Yes, case 2330. The complainant is the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, and the respondent is Verlin Jones, DVM. On September 28th, 2022, the board voted to open investigation after reviewing case 22110 regarding Amanda Holland, DVM. Regarding respondent's conduct with respect to failure to show respect to colleagues and non-compliant medical record keeping, her fat and bitter, a 6-year-old female thoroughbred owned by Rick Price. The board also expressed concerns with respondent's conduct with respect to providing veterinary medical services to publicly owned animals in Arizona without a premises license. And this was brought straight back to you guys for your review and discussion.
Okay, thank you. Again, we have no complaint and no respondent. And Dr. Byrne, you are the lead.
Yes. Okay, so after reviewing it, the way I kind of see it, and I'll look for your input, is it's kind of three different situations. The first being the conduct about making a complaint against a fellow practitioner for administering medication after this veterinarian had administered medication, and whether that was the going directly to the vet board to make a complaint about that is one issue. Second issue is when he was asked for his medical records. His medical records are, what he sent in was, it looks to me, mainly just to be an invoice. They're not complete. I don't have concentration medications, whatnot, notated on them. And then the third and final would be the lack of premise license, which I was always under the assumption that you had to have a premise license regardless of whether you were a mobile practitioner or a practitioner that practiced out of a building or a clinic only. I mean, I have a premise license, I have a veterinary license. And I wasn't aware of that being open for thought or discussion. So I would like to get your feedback, what you guys think about it. I would be leaning towards moving him towards some sort of an informal for more information, because he's not responded or not came in today to further elucidate any of the questions that I might have for him, but I'm open for discussion.
Yeah, it was originally my case on this. And this falls on your first issue, back to that. Do they have a right to bring a complaint? And on the other side, is that failure to treat the colleague with respect? So that's that balance. We've already had that today. So that's the balance. The rest of that, I think, is pretty straightforward.
Right. Which is, yeah.
So for the rest of it, I don't know whether we need to go to informal, because I don't know whether I even want to talk to him. We already know what's wrong.
That's the other thing.
So let's just give him the consent agreement.
Consent agreement.
Fine him.
Yeah. Fine him.
And be done with it. And then if he doesn't like it, then he's going to come in for the informal.
Come for the informal secondary.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on how you guys want to approach that.
That makes a lot of sense.
Put the hammer down.
My personal opinion is that turning perfect. Your practitioner in for a violation is not necessarily, probably would be the preferred way to do it, but I don't know if it's not an acceptable way
sure.
to do it.
Yeah.
I think the failure to have an active premise license and inadequate medical records are both potential
yes.
violations.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there more specific?
Okay.
No, I think that could be maybe a 20.
So there's no further discussion then. So do we have a motion to?
Well, we can flesh out the consent agreement if you want to go that, or I can make a motion to move to informal, and we can vote on that. And then
we have to find violations first.
Yeah,
right.
The medical records are just 21, and then the failure to have the premise license.
So, because those are the violations, and
yeah.
we need to vote on those, and then we can do.
Well,
we're just offering the consent for these things.
You wouldn't find violations if you're going to move this to an informal.
No.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But if you're going to offer a consent agreement,
yes.
then you would need
yeah.
to. Yes.
Okay.
So within 74, there is a failure to maintain accurate medical records under the premises, or would that be separate?
Oh, you're right. We're under a premise. Thank you.
What section is that?
It's
32.22.74.
Thank you.
So the question is just rather, do you want to begin by offering a consent agreement? And if not signed, then invite in for the informal, or you just want to go to the informal?
Sorry, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we're
saying my only question would be, are we're under the assumption that he sent in the invoice, the billing invoice.
It's
18
to 22.74.
Complete medical records.
Just 71?
It could fall under that.
Okay, thank you.
And then again, he doesn't have to, if he disagrees with the consent agreement.
He doesn't have to sign it.
Right.
Okay.
Under
74.
Number 4, would that apply?
Yes. All right, so I'll make a motion to find violations, if you can help me with nomenclature on it. The first one being for the lack of maintenance of accurate medical records.
So I believe that would be ARS 32.22.32, number 18. As it relates to
22.74.
3222-74, number four.
And then number nine, possibly?
Yes.
Is that correct?
There you go. That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then a fine of violation for operating a veterinary practice in the state of Arizona without a valid premise license.
Yeah, and that would be nine.
That's nine.
2274-9.
Okay.
Second.
Do I have a motion and a second for the records and for the premise license? See, since we're doing a consent, let's do roll call.
Is number four the right? For medical records?
No, four would be medical records, yeah. Four is only the...
Which one were you saying is medical record?
We were just generically referring to the violation, not specific. So it would be under 2274.
Or six.
It would be four.
Or six. Six is written records of all animals receiving services.
I think six is a better fit.
Oh, six one? I'm sorry. Thank you.
That sounds better.
Six.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad we're recording all this and you guys got it. So, okay, so, and you're good with that, Dr.? Okay. So we're good. Do we need a second?
Second.
Okay, another second. Roll call.
Dr. Burnham?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost is absent. Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lougheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes then to offer the consent. Any sanctions?
Yeah, the order.
Okay, do we need to hear priors now?
There's no priors.
Okay. What would we like?
I would say probably 5 hours probably in CE on medical records.
Okay.
Probably 2 hours in review of the Arizona Veterinary Practice Act.
So 7 hours total?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you do the Veterinary Practice Act?
I guess it would just have to be a...
Honest?
Yeah, you did it.
They could ask, you could ask them for a notarized statement confirming that they've read and understood it. I mean, that's about as far as I can.
I believe that you have someone who has an order now who is required to write a summary.
Yes, that's another option, yeah.
Can't wait to say that.
Yeah.
I think staff can do that.
Okay, so no civil penalties since it's a first-time violation.
I
was just asking.
I think there should be a civil penalty.
Okay.
I'd say $500.
Okay.
I don't know how long he's been in practice, since 2014. So he's gotten away without paying for a premise license for...
Well, but he didn't have to have one as the track veterinarian. But he does now because he's not the track veterinarian. But he's licensed here. You got to, you know, see his speed limit sign doesn't mean speed limit's not there.
Okay, so...
I would say $500.
So $500 civil penalty, year probation.
1 year.
1 year probation, and then not signed within 30 days, remand to formal, informal?
Informal.
Second.
Okay. Motion, second. The order,
Also, is there some way to document that he's initiated the premise license application process?
He has not. We'll have to reach out to him.
But that should be part of the...
Okay.
CE order, you know, it's the CE addition, initiate the premise license process, civil penalty 500, probation 1 year, if not signed, 30 days, remand to informal.
Second.
Does that sound?
Could we put in a time frame such as within 5 days of signing that the consent agreement's effective, that we have the premise application or something like that?
Sure, 5 days. Here.
Okay, sounds good. Nothing further. Roll call again.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost is absent. Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lougheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay. All done with those. All right, moving on to section four, administrative review of previous actions. Number one, 21-146, regards to John Opplinger, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on request to modify continuing education plan required by consent agreement. So he is.
I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, he's asking to change 2 hours.
Because he actually has a 2-year probation, so he still has time to do something else.
Looks good to me, kind
of.
Who's the lead?
Nobody is the lead.
I'm more if we approve the CE plan, modified CE plan.
Okay. We hear a second? I'll second that. Okay. Motion and a second. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next up, 2242 regards to Simon Escalada, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on revised continuing education plan as required by board order. Mr. Lowe, you get this one.
Okay. This is a tough one. He's not understanding and complying properly. He's done the courses that would fit, and we turned them down because he didn't get them approved first. I say at this point, we let him do those. He's already done the approved ones. Get this done with, and have, and but somehow we need to reinforce that he's got eyes on him, that this, it looks like he needs to be evaluated, yes, to whether he's fit to practice or not. And either we do that today, or we put him on notice that, look, you can't, just because there's not enough veterinarians in Nogales doesn't mean you have to keep practicing. I would say we close this out and be done with it. I mean, we can keep fighting it, or we can open a case for non-compliance. And maybe that's the right way to ask for the evaluation. I would ask counsel and Ms. Whitmore if that's the proper way to ask to get that kind of evaluation.
Well, we would need to open up a complaint in order to get the evaluation.
So we'd have to open the non-compliance, and a part of that was we want to evaluate if he's capable of complying. Then,
Victoria, did you want to jump in?
Just to mark, I mean, typically when we do an order like that, it would be we would have clients or staff suggesting that there's a need for that type of evaluation.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
I can talk to him and tell him that may be the next step.
Okay.
Still open a complaint, and then if he doesn't comply with the open complaint.
But what's the complaint gonna be?
Non-compliance.
Okay, but are we going to accept this and move on, even though he's not in compliance? Just let him do these hours. He's done the 2 hours we wanted him to do. We just didn't count them because he did not properly get them authorized. But he's done those hours. He's doing some more hours. Do we take what we got and proceed with trying to help him make an exit?
Yes.
Or do we just keep hammering him on this and keep proving that he should exit?
I'm just going on what was said at the board meeting, the minutes of the board meeting of 2 months ago, wasn't it? Victoria, do you happen to have that handy?
I think so.
Well, we're saving time looking it up.
For October.
But it said we were going to.
Then let's do it.
It does. So October.
Okay, so I move we open case for non-compliance.
Thank you.
And?
Second.
Okay.
Okay, motion and a second to open a case against Dr. Escalada for non-compliance. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
And I would request staff has some communication about it.
Okay.
Where this is headed.
Next up, we've got 2276, Jeremy Shapiro, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education as required by board order. May return his license to active status. He completed his 6 CE credits, so I would make a motion that we return Dr. Shapiro's license to active status.
Second.
The only question I had was, you can't really, on the certificate, it just says management. On, that's all it says. So are we concerned that they were appropriate, the courses? There's no description, there's management. Does that cover client communications? Because that's all we have, subject matter management, 6 hours. So obviously he did it in management, but wasn't it client communication?
Right. But isn't something we approved though before we saw it?
Yeah.
I mean, we approved something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see what we approved.
And you're supposed to take what we approved.
Right.
Makes sense.
But did it?
Well, yeah, but did
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very quick.
Okay.
Trust but verify.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Fine.
So, yes, I know that the board had approved.
Yeah, it was planned.
Pardon?
The board definitely approved an appropriate plan.
But
I don't remember if I cross-checked it when we got his response. What he said he was going to do.
Can we approve it with board staff just verifying that it was actually what we had approved?
That sounds like a good
yeah,
that's plan.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Conditional?
So we have a motion as second to approve this plan. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, staff is double checking that. Next up, Dennis White, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. Again, I thought the CE plan looked fine. But
move to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion to approve and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, now we've got number section 5. Board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applications. Dr. Brian Jones, DVM. Please note this is an expunged record, so we'll just be careful how we word it. Dr. Byrne, you are the lead.
Yes, in review of the application and the narrative letter provided by the applicant, it resolves around a charge that was from 22 years ago with no further recurrence or issues. So I would make a motion to approve the application for a veterinary licensure for Brian Jones, DVM.
Second.
Second.
And a second, I would just like to add, that was a very fantastic letter he wrote. I wish others would write such nice letters. Okay, so a motion and a second to approve Dr. Jones' license application. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next up, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests for continuing education waivers related to license certificate renewals. We've got a few. Mr. Loheed, you are the lead. We're going to start with Pascal Campanile, DVM. He had the stroke.
Was he on the first one?
Yeah, it was on the first.
He's on the main?
I think
yeah,
he was somewhere
he
different.
Written.
Yeah,
there
I was
is.
Like,
okay, yeah,
I had
yeah,
him
yeah,
list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the handwritten one. And he's the one that had the stroke?
He did.
So I would move that we give him 6 months to finish up and a reminder that that does not count towards his next renewal period.
Okay. A motion. Do I hear a second to give him 6 additional months?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. What about for Mark Rusty?
This is the one.
He is just too busy as a first year.
30 days would be okay.
First year. Well, let's remember, so Victoria, just maybe a reminder of what criteria we need met in order to.
I know that, I'm ready for this one. So it's only 20 hours, right? Okay, so this is lame.
Yes, yes.
And he's what, he's got, he says he's got a 20-hour course lined up to have done by the end of this month?
So let's give him 30 days.
Okay, get him done.
No, I don't.
Then you don't need a waiver.
I mean, I just said,
go ahead and do that. Then you don't need a waiver. Looks like you got it.
I'm concerned for his work-life balance moving forward when he is unable to do this.
Just forgot about it. He wrote us a letter.
Exactly. Right. He's busy. Yeah. He's overwhelmed. But we need to.
I am too, but I showed up today. I'm a little late.
Yeah, right?
But I showed up.
I hear you. Okay. So is that a motion then to deny his waiver request?
I'll deny this one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So do I hear a second? I'll second. A motion and a second to deny the waiver request for Mark Rusty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Next up, Jeffrey Cook, DBM.
This one. Okay, so here's another one that just doesn't want to retire.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, he also had cancer.
I'll make a motion. We give him 6 months and a reminder that this does not count towards his next license period. So he's still got enough to get those on there.
I'll second that. I always say I look back and see what is the excuse they're using and what are the dates on the excuses.
Right.
When they've had like an entire year and a half to do something, and they're like, oh, I had an issue like a few months ago, and now I can't complete it by the end of the year, I have less sympathy. This one happened September of 21, yeah. So like I said, there is definitely a longer thing. So yeah, I second with 6 months on that.
I think we all put things off.
We do, yeah, oh yeah.
And procrastinate, yeah. And then something disastrous happens, and guess what, we're in that situation.
Exactly. So I try to give the benefit of the doubt, but I'm also looking, every time I look at those dates, and I'm like, where were you
for the first
18 months?
Okay. Right. I agree, but.
So. The chairman's gonna go.
Okay, all right, so all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next up, Christy Keim, DBM.
This one.
No.
Wasn't
no.
she another?
Is.
Well, it was kind of, yeah, it was unexplained.
Yeah.
Health.
Difficult health issues.
Yeah, could start to be used.
I'm looking at the license number, and this looks like another hanger on her.
So, I mean, this is where we get into.
So is it, before I make this motion, can we put on the agenda?
I take offense. Yeah.
Something about a retirement license. You can retire, you can keep that license and pay $10 for it or whatever, but you're not allowed to practice veterinary medicine with it. You're not allowed to hold a premise license. You're not allowed to do any consulting. You just get to be a veterinarian and have a plaque on the wall until you die. And they can put it in the casket with you if you want. But something.
And order drugs for their own pets, because that helps staff.
That's what everybody wants. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so just to get this, because some of these, and some of them just need.
And how old is the President of the United States?
It's all individual. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's all individual. So I don't want to put an age limit on it.
That's right.
But,
the oldest member of the board.
They will know.
We have an agenda.
They will know whether they want that at 55 or 85, right? But it will be available to them. It's not available to them now, and they just keep hanging around.
Does that require statute?
That's probably
a statute,
so it's not us, yeah. Somebody could have, ask somebody to do it for us.
We haven't had a legislative committee in a long time.
Yeah. So, but we're not going to discuss that today.
Your chairman has to leave in like 5 minutes.
Yes. So my motion is, on this one, okay, give her 6 months, she was sick.
No.
She wasn't?
It's very...
Well, it's just a health...
Yeah.
Is it hanging on? Okay, 3 months.
You can obtain RCEs via online things, as long as they're interactive.
She's got the same illness.
You can read.
Whatever else.
It's not, we can't just do...
You can read journal articles.
Right, right.
So there's numerous ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, one for every day.
Yeah, but if her license number is 1205, she might fall asleep when she starts reading.
All right, so what is the final verdict on it? What's your license? So is it a yay or a nay?
I think I would make a motion for 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
Second.
Motion and a second to offer Dr. Keim 3 month extension. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Last one.